Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and man, am I excited tonight. Taking a break from the painting for a little bit, I just finished up a ginormous commission painting, and I'm glad for the break. It's very exciting around here tonight. Tonight is our 500th episode, 500 interviews and shows and new friends and all kinds of stuff. Tonight, we've got one of my favorite people. She's been on the show a couple times before. Michaela, how are you?
I'm doing so good, Jamie. It's so good to be back on the show.
I'm so glad you are. This is our 500th episode, and I'm so glad it worked out to be you for the 500th episode, because that's just awesome. We have
excited.
Yeah. I can't even remember how we how our paths first crossed and whatnot, but yeah, you've been on the show several times, and a bunch of times actually. And I just one of my favorite people, one of my favorite, very favorite people. How is life up in Charlotte? If I'm
Charleston,
memory serves me.
Charleston, South Carolina. I'm in Charleston, South Carolina, and I am so ready for
Charleston,
summertime. Weather is ridiculous.
Is
How's
it
going down
there
for you? It's freezing.
It's
coming to Florida.
I'm telling you, it's cold today. Yesterday it was cold and rainy all day, reminding me of Michigan. And today it's just cold, I'm like, well, the weather's cool, I'll get some yard work done, which I did. But man, it is. It's always a really get excited because we can turn the air conditioning off, and we're like, ooh, yeah, we're saving money. But then we're sitting here just a little bit before the show and having a bite of dinner, and I'm like, man, we need to close up this house. It's freezing in here.
Right?
I'm wearing long sleeves.
I know. I'm wrapped up in a blanket right now.
There you go. Well, one of the things, Michaela, ladies and gentlemen, Michaela is a fantastic rock and roll singer. And you do all kinds of music, Michaela, but you're primarily, your forte is good old-fashioned rock, right?
Yes, rock and roll, man. I'm actually trying to go harder and harder, more metal, because I've really found my sound in that. I'm writing such great material, as you'll hear on the premiere of Come to the Dark Side tonight. I'm so excited. I still write in all genres. For TV and film, that's still out there. I love to write whatever, but yeah, as for my own sound, this is what I like.
No, Michaela, I can never tell from your pictures because, I don't know, I don't think I've ever asked you. You're not, I am assuming you're not a very tall woman, lady.
I'm like 5'4 and a half. Gotta have the half.
The reason I say that is because it sounds, when I listened to the new single, which we'll play a little later in the show, it sounds like you're about 25 feet tall, because, man, you've got the pipes, you know what I mean? It's just, boom, and I'm like, wow.
Thank you.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing. And you're always in high heels. Every picture I see, you're wearing high heels. And I just know that.
Always in high heels. Big things come in small packages, is what they say.
Exactly. So that's cool. Now, you've been in the business a couple years and whatnot, and just chugging right along. One of the other things I really like about you is your business plan. I think it's totally indicative of the time we live in and the music business in general. And that is the release of singles. You're kind of known for releasing singles every other month, right? Or is it every month now?
Yeah. Actually, it's every 30 to 45 days, and instead of releasing the albums, I feel like it keeps you in the fans' radar, and they're always anticipating something new and exciting from you. That's really important when you're an independent artist and you're trying to get known. So I always encourage other independent artists to do the same, you know, because when you're releasing the singles, you know, when you have enough and you have figured out the fan favorites, you can put all those on an album. Most people aren't buying CDs offline or online. They are doing it at the shows as part of, you know, memorabilia. You know, they want something to remember that they went to that show. Most people are downloading it off the internet, so you might as well do that, you know, let them have their choices of singles online to download, and, you know, when they come to the shows, buy a CD, and it's going to be the fan favorite, so there's no fillers, you know, some tracks aren't that great on albums, you know, there's a couple good songs, and so this is giving the fans what they want.
Well, I tell you, I've never bought a record like that. I'm kidding, of course. Too many.
Right?
Well, you know, back when I was a kid, it was cassettes. CDs were just kind of I had a CD player, but I was the only person who did. And I remember actually the record store not carrying CDs. It was hard to find them right there when they first were hitting. But man, cassettes. That's why I had boxes and boxes of cassettes and albums too. But I had more cassettes than albums because of the Walkman and stuff, you know. Hard to carry those records, a record player around, listen to it. Back in the day, this was many, many, many years ago. Probably you were probably not even born yet, Michaela. But you're absolutely right. I would buy these albums. Well, yeah, it's very true, you know. I would buy these albums, though, and, yeah, man, there was just some of them had, like, one track on it, and then they didn't have one track. They had one listenable track, I should say. And they weren't cheap. They were, like, I don't know, $17. And,
wow.
You know, it was just, you'd spend a lot of money on that. I have no idea whatever happened to all my music that I purchased when I was a youngster. No idea. No clue.
I would collect that stuff now. Like, I would never get rid of it.
Oh, I'm telling you. It was, you know, I was thinking about that the other day. I was looking at my where my TV is in the living room of my house. And this is the first time in my life that I don't have, like, a multi-component system of, several thousand dollars of components sitting there, taking up a bunch of real estate, you know, and it's kind of, I'm like, man, or just walls of CDs or records or tapes or whatever, you know, I'm like, it's kind of nice. I have all this room to put up because of artists, you know, like you. You sell a lot online. Everything's digital now, you know, you can put a lot of songs on a memory stick. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I personally, like, I love CDs. I like to look at the pictures, you get your lyrics right there. It's a physical copy of it.
Right.
But the day and age we live in, it's about convenience. And, you know, you don't have to leave your house. Just go online and download a song, whatever you want. So,
no, it's
that time.
It's very true. I tell you, I've been lately, I don't know, the last couple of weeks, My girlfriend goes on a lot of trips. She's into cosplaying where they dress up and everything. And she goes to these various conventions all over the place. And so I've been making her mix CDs. I've been channeling my inner high school student and making her
awesome.
CDs for her trip, you know, for when she drives. And it's true. We were just in the car today going to the grocery market, and I noticed, you know, and I make the cool little package and make it all, you know, all lovey-dovey and all that. But I noticed there's no room in her car for these CDs. You know, there's nowhere to put them. I'm like, oh, this isn't any good.
Danny.
But yeah, I'm telling you, it's a changing world. It's a changing world. But it's cool that, you know, you embraced that early on. And I think you're one of the artist that actually, you know, saw that coming, you know what I mean? Now, of course, you look at the business and trends and all this and that, but I mean, when you were starting your business out, your performing business, Did you see that? Was the writing on the wall kind of, you said, we need to kind of focus on this single release and whatnot. And how did that come together?
Well, I have to give all the credit to my producer, Terry King, because he has seen it first. He saw everything was going to singles and the digitalization. And he said, you know, why don't we just pump out music? Let's just release a new single every 30, 45 days. Let's try it out, see how it works out. And as it turned out, I was gaining so much traction. Like, fans were coming out the woodworks. I don't know where they're coming from. You know, you have so many outlets. You have Django Radio, you have Reverb Nation, you have SoundCloud, you have YouTube, all these places. So if you're constantly out there, putting yourself out there, people will find you. And so we took all those and decided to finally make an EP CD out of it just for the shows because I was starting to perform. And yeah, all the credit goes to Terry King.
And people are buying them.
Rock star. He's like, this is what we did back in the day. We had the vinyl records. We had an A and a B side. You know, it's going back to the way things used to be done.
Absolutely. A lot of people, when I first started selling advertising on the podcast, they're like, you know, what is that? I said, it's not a new idea. That's how radio shows and programs were done in the 40s. You know, I'm not inventing anything new. I'm just using a tried and true business method, and it works. You know what I mean?
I didn't know that.
Sometimes the old ways aren't so bad, you know?
Exactly.
Absolutely. Terry's absolutely right. You know, I mean, I've seen all these movies and documentaries, and people, you know, show up with a case of 45s in the trunk of the car that they just recorded, you know what I mean, at the show, you know? That's amazing. That is amazing. Very, very cool. Well, that's cool. Now, I know in the winter months, usually a lot of the musicians I know, that's more of a writing time and studio time as opposed to performing. Are you out performing right now, or are you doing more writing right now?
I am definitely doing more writing right now. I've got like 5 songs in the works. And some of them are also part of the rock opera that we're creating, Dreamland. I don't know if we discussed this last show, but it's coming along so amazing. We have 9 songs done and the skeleton for the script all written out. I'm writing this also with my producer, Terry King. So we're such a good team. So this
awesome.
Time it's been focusing
Fine
on that and writing more music, getting more music out there, and I'll start touring again this summer.
Nice. Now, you're involved with a lot of stuff too, not just music as well, but also acting and all of that. And I have to ask, when you were a little girl, last week and whatnot. I'm kidding, of course.
Keep finding me. I'm gonna turn 30 soon.
Oh man. Now see, my girlfriend's 30 years old, and that just sometimes I don't, you know, it's interesting being a little older than that. I mistakenly tried to use the word, what did I try to use? Toots Magoots or something like that. That means totally. I looked up on the internet and she just looked at me and she's like, don't do it. Just stop. It's sad when you hurt my ears. But no, I wanted to say, when you were younger, was the acting first or music first, or how did that all come about? How did it all permeate?
It's always been music. I started singing at age 5 and made my first recording at age 7. And so I came from a music family. So we traveled and we sang across the country since I was a little girl. And I was always in the choir throughout my school years, of course, and I just absolutely loved music. Like, if I was not doing something, I was listening to music constantly. You could ask my parents, I would lock myself in the bedroom just forever and not come out, just listening to music. The acting started actually in high school. I started doing some plays, and turns out I was pretty good at it. I was in the Beauty and the Beast as Mrs. Potts, and then I had the lead in the Taming of the Shrew as Sure.
Wow.
It was awesome. I wish I could find footage of that because I really nailed that part.
Didn't have to rehearse that much at all. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
I know. I'm on Facebook, you know, doing my music stuff, and along comes this amazing woman who actually recently passed away. She had cancer. The creator of the show, Big Sky, she found me on Facebook and said, you know, I really love your look. Can you make me a demo reel and send it to me, and we'll see if I can find a part for you. And so she liked it. She sent me some lines and made a video. She liked it, and I had the part as Rebecca Mooney, which was the Mercantile's daughter. And the show is very much like your old TV Western, Bonanza, Little House on the Prairie. Right now it's at a standstill because Boolie passed away. Rick Valentine is the co-creator, and there are many talented producers still, I believe, just grieving for her loss, and we'll see what happens.
Well, that happens.
I think that they definitely want to, you know, still make the dream of her dream of Big Sky, you know, true. So we'll see what happens. Keep an eye out for it. They have a Big Sky page. It's BigSkyTVShow.com. If anybody wants to check that out and support the show.
Very, very cool. Very cool. Now, when you started, you were singing and whatnot. How did you start writing? I mean, you said you were seven when you first wrote you were recorded at seven.
I recorded a cover song at seven. I was always doing cover songs. And then, you know, my parents saw what a passion I had for music. They're like, you know, you're not going to make it very far in this business. If you're serious, you need to start writing your own music. You know, singers are a dime a dozen. You can't keep doing cover songs. And so I started writing at least a line every day, and I still do that to this day because I'll just get something in my head. I always carry a pen and paper with me. And so I turned out I had a knack for it. You know, I was honing in on my craft and developing my abilities, and here we are.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Now, last year, I believe it was last year, you won a bunch of, you were in the Independent Tone Awards, right?
It's 2017 now, but this was at the end of the year, December 11th, 2016. I won Rock Artist of the Year. I won Rock Best Performance. Rock Original Song of the Year and Alternative Rock Original Song of the Year. I'm so excited because last year, you know, I was up for Rock Artist of the Year and Alternative Rock Artist of the Year. I didn't win, but I got to perform, and so I didn't really care if I won or not because, like, just being a part of the award show, my first award show, walking away with that experience and the connections that I made was amazing. But I came back this year, and it was just 10 times better. I'm so excited that I won. Thanks so much to all the fans. You're listening.
That's great. That is absolutely great. Now, is that something they're going to be doing every year, do you think, there in Charleston?
Absolutely, yes. They started in Charleston because Charleston is the number one tourist destination. So this is the second year here, and they actually bridged together North Carolina, South Carolina. They're going to be doing it in other states as well. I believe New York is going to be one, and I think Los Angeles as well. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure. So it's going to be all over. You know, if anybody's listening and you're a musician or an independent artist, definitely get involved in this. It's huge, huge. IndependentToneAwards.com. Yeah.
Very, very cool. Well, and, you know, those are very cool because it just opens you up to so many new listeners and, just helps get you out there, all those types of things. That's very, very cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Yo, everybody get up. Everybody get up. Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi folks, are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harperly Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harperly Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperlyjewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you also, what was it I wanted to ask? This is the weirdest question in the world. I was thinking about the show the other day, and I'm like, you know, I said, I usually ask kind of the similar questions and whatnot. I want to mix it up. Michaela, I have to ask you, now that you're a musician and doing all this stuff and you know, being a rock star and all, that's great and everything, but going back to your roots, what was the worst job you ever had growing up?
Oh, the worst job. Let's see. Yeah, I was pretty fortunate. I didn't have too many bad jobs. Like, I waited tables and I bartended. I managed a couple surf shops, which were like retail and swimsuits and all that fun stuff. So I got to meet a lot of new people. Probably the worst was being a cashier at Piggly Wiggly. Do you have those in Florida? Piggly Wiggly's?
I think we used to. I don't know. You know, I'm new to Florida. But
for
I have
all the Northerners listening, Piggly Wiggly is a grocery store, and it's, I think it's South Carolina is where it started, right? It's a southern.
I think so.
Thing. Yeah,
it's definitely a southern thing.
Was,
yes.
Just standing there.
What made it? What made it terrible? Just standing there, listening to people.
All the nasty stuff that would come through the line, like, you know, you have to deal with all the meats and and the pay wasn't, you know, it's minimum wage, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I think mine was, I worked as a dishwasher at a restaurant when I was a kid, and I hated that job. That was just the worst, you know what I mean? Just your hands up to your elbows and other people's food and.
Yeah,
just,
I know. Yeah, we had to do that when I waited tables at Applebee's, and we would have to do that. We wouldn't have a dishwasher during the day, so we would all have to take turns going to the back. We couldn't leave until all the dishes were good. It was, you know, actually, I want to say that's the worst job, but I love dealing with people. And what I hated was the smell of your shoes after every shift, because when they hose down the floors and you're walking in the back and all the food and grease, worst ever.
Right.
Oh, I can't even right now. I'm just getting sick thinking about it.
I'm telling you, it was bad. I worked at a Ponderosa steakhouse, and I don't even know if they probably don't have those around anymore. But
I remember Ponderosa.
It was so bad in there. I remember, like, complaining to my father, and he said, well, let's go. And he took me to the Army-Navy store, and he got me a pair of combat boots, like they wear in the Army, you know. And he said, these should hold up under any condition. You know, the Army and the Marines, everybody wears these. They lasted 2 weeks, and they fell off.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, that's not good. That's not good at all. I don't know. Maybe I had a bad pair or something, you know, and I don't know. That was a bad job.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, you know, the good thing about terrible jobs when you're a kid like that, and I feel any of the youngsters listening, I feel bad for you, and it stinks, you know, having these terrible jobs and whatnot. But the good thing about it is here in a couple of years, you'll know what you don't want to do.
Exactly.
You know, you'll knuckle down so you don't have to go back and do that.
Exactly.
But, you know, hey, there's nothing wrong. Michaela's smart. Now, see, Michaela became a waitress. If you can do waitering or waitressing or bartending, you can always find, if you're good, you can always find a job.
That
and
is
that's
true.
Sometimes important.
Exactly.
Very
yep.
True. And it's, you know, the cool thing is, too, is when, you know, you're old like me and you have a cocktail party, you can impress everybody because you know how to make every kind of drink there is. And, you know,
very
when
true.
You whip out some gimlets for everybody, they're like, look at this guy. He's like James Bond, but with crazy hair.
He knows how to do everything.
That's right. That's right. Especially drink them. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Hey,
not that good at that.
You're telling me.
Oh, man, I ran into a friend of mine the other day. It's so funny because I would, when I was younger, I'd say, oh, you know, she was like parents' age. Well, that's me now, so I can't really say that anymore. I guess I could say this. She was like grandparents' age. We'll just say that. I don't want to say who it was. But I was at an art fair with Danny. We went down to the local art fair on the beach here. That was happening the other day. And ran into her, and she was looking rough, man, really rough. And I said, is everything okay? And she said, yeah, it was girls' night out last night, and I'm feeling bad today. I'm like, it never ends. That always happens.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I don't
my
have
body
too many of those.
My body does not handle it anymore. Not like it did when I was younger. Like, I'm glad my party days are behind me.
Me too. I just like, you know, like, you know what it is? It's just it's not that we've gotten smarter. It's we've gotten wiser. We know what'll happen. You know what I mean? You reach for that third drink. You know, hey, would you like another drink? No, you know, I know I don't want to feel like that. So I'm gonna chill right now. Exactly. Exactly. Now, one of the on my show notes here, getting back to your fantastic music, Michaela, it says that some of your influences, Black Sabbath, Joan Jett, Billy Squire. Was that the kind of music you grew up listening to? Was that you were into rock and roll first before any other type of music, or were you into other pop music, or what were you into?
I was really into pop music growing up. I loved Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera, Mariah Carey, and Backstreet Boys, and boy bands and all that. My dad, he was, grew up in the 50s and the 60s, so he loved the Beatles and, all those kind of people. What?
I said good music, and then I'm like, no, amazing.
Great music. I love that music, My mom was more into, REO Speedwagon in the 80s kind of music, so I had all that influence, but it actually wasn't until I decided that I wanted to go into rock music that I actually discovered rock music. I really loved Led Zeppelin. I'm like, what
right.
has this been all my life? Oh, my goodness. Ozzy Osbourne, these were foreign people to me. So Metallica, I'm kind of
Well, your voice really lends itself
been out
to
forever,
that type of music,
but,
Yeah,
yeah. See, I didn't know I had that in me. No, you don't know it until you try it. I was like, these guys have been out forever.
Really
it's all new to me. My friends who are in the rock music, they're in the business. They make fun of me. They're like, who's that band? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know, but I like it. I know this song. okay, we're taking your rock part away from you.
Right. Well, no, there's nothing wrong with that. As far as, genres go, there's definitely, there's something about rock and roll that is very cool and rebellious. And I think it's, in the times we're in now, it's only going to get more, people definitely are, there's definitely a rebellious chord to be struck these days, the whole Dee Snider's, Twisted Sister's classic, We're Not Gonna Take It. I think we'll probably be re-released. I don't know. See, you're probably too young. They had some fantastic videos for that song out when I was a kid. I don't know what happened. Everybody in my high school were cool. They were very, very cool. Some still are. The majority have turned into the parents in those videos. So I don't know what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Them.
They all look like adults, and I'm blaring my Led Zeppelin or whatever going into the school. Look at that irresponsible parent right there.
Oh my gosh, that reminds me. I was visiting a friend of mine in just outside of Cincinnati. This was a couple years ago, and she has a little boy, and he's great. He's great. She's great. But we were, he had to go to school. I think he was in first grade or maybe kindergarten, young kid. And so she's like, hey, you want to go with me? And this particular gal, I don't want to say her name on the air and embarrass her or anything because this is kind of a funny story. But she's very like you, lots, very feminine, does herself up, looks good, knows her way around a makeup brush, and a hairbrush and all of that. Nothing wrong with that, but she's in a routine. She gets up in the morning and gets herself together and at the same time there's breakfast made and then it's, off to drop the boy off. So I rode with her to the school and I noticed when she was walking him up, none of the other mothers, they weren't on the same level as she was, They were looking a little rough. They were, there was
sweatpants
no makeup.
And bathrobes.
Exactly, and they're all kind of giving her the stink eye as she's walking up there in her high heels and stuff, and she gets back, she goes, I don't know what it is, this is, nobody's very friendly anymore, this isn't a friendly school, all the parents, nobody ever says hi to me or anything, and I don't want to say her name, but I said her name, and I said, sweetie, I said, they all think you're a stripper. They think you're the stripper mom. Don't you get that?
Like, I just got off work and I'm taking my kid to school in high heels.
Exactly.
I said, you gotta tone it down a little bit. They have no idea.
For this crowd, you know, I said, put on those flip-flops for you when you leave the house. You'll probably be more comfortable and you won't get the stink eye as bad, you know?
Yeah. No, no, no. Girl,
so I hope, Michaela, that doesn't happen to you. Yeah, I know. It's true. It's true. And she, you know what, she wouldn't listen to me anyway. She laughed about that, and I think it just, I'm sure the next morning she's like, oh, I'm the stripper mom. Well, give me that feather boa. I'm wearing that today. No, I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me, that type of person. But
I love it.
It's crazy. I hope that doesn't happen to you, Michaela, when you're out and about, you know. But you're a rock star, and they just have to understand that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's got to be awesome, you know, when you're at a party, when you're at the PTA meeting. What do you do? Or, you know, they're – kids are talking about what their parents do. Well, my mom's a rock star. Oh, well, that's great.
Oh, no, right.
No, we're not getting Halloween candy from her. No, I'm teasing. I'm sure
they know who I am. I love it because my kid's teacher, she's really into classic rock and that kind of stuff. And, you know, my real name isn't Michaela. That's what I go by for music. And they don't even call me by my real name. They call me Michaela. The teacher actually caught us out in the woods scoping out music video spot and checking it out with us. He wanted to be in the video. This is awesome.
Very cool. Hey, I wanted to mention, too, and for those listening on our show page, or for those listening on their phone or something, I know some people do that or they listen over at my website, which is great. We love you there. You know, hey, maybe buy a painting. That's all I'm saying, you know, or a T-shirt. No, I'm kidding. But if you go to our show page, when you click and go to the actual show page at Blog Talk Radio, we have a flash player that goes through and highlights our fine, fabulous advertisers. But in addition to that, it also highlights some of, you know, we get press kits from the artists that are on, including Michaela here, and there's some phenomenal press photos and whatnot that came over, those cycle through that flash player. And I just wanted to say, Michaela, I'm liking the latest photo shoot a lot. Very,
thank
very
you.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know where it was at, but it looks dangerous and somewhere
it
with
was
big
so
pieces
random.
Of concrete with lots of graffiti. What was it?
It's so random. I was literally, we were driving around trying to find a place, and I looked over and I'm like, oh, there's graffiti. What? Okay, so we went over there and we did a photo shoot.
Nice.
No magic in that. So perfect. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting graffiti too. I mean, I don't know if it's alien graffiti or what it is. You know, where I grew up, it was so boring. You would see graffiti and it would just say, you know, Aussie rules or, you know, I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Durant or Ant stinks or something, you know, I mean, somebody's name, you know. There was one kid named Eric and Eric spray painted his name on the brick wall and like a dummy spray painted his last name, you know.
Oh,
was,
my God.
That was
you're
the genius
kidding me.
I grew up with.
Genius. Wow.
Yeah, it didn't take them long to hunt him down. You know, all they needed was
that's
a phone book.
Hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. And for you youngsters on there, I know you don't know what a phone book is, but that isn't a book that your phone would go in. It was a book that actually had people's names and phone numbers way back in the day.
Yeah, no need to Google.
Many, many years
and
ago. Yeah. No, didn't have any of that. I wish we did.
Facebook.
Life. Oh, man. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. CyberPolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With CyberPolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. CyberPolicy.com.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
Oh, man. I was talking to somebody about MySpace the other day, and I felt old. Because I was one of those cool MySpace people. You know, I used to go to MySpace parties out in California and stuff. And
oh, my God.
Thought I was real cool. And then Facebook came along and just wiped it all out. Didn't matter.
I love MySpace. MySpace isn't the same anymore. I'm disappointed.
You know, I see it listed every so often. Somebody will send me a press kit, and it'll have like a MySpace link. And I'm like, is MySpace still around? And I always forget to click on it. But
I'm on it, but I haven't been on it in probably a couple of years now.
I hear
you. It's
been way too many martinis. I'm sure I couldn't remember my password or anything like that. <you know?
laughs> Right?
Oh, man. Oh, gosh, it's terrible. Terrible. Wow. I like Facebook, though. No, I know you're on, because at your website here, which we have a link to, ladies and gentlemen, it is very difficult to find. No, it's not at all. It's rockinmichaela.com. RockinMichaela, rockinmichaela.com. We have on the show page, we have a link to it and all of that, and on my website as well. Now, when you go to Michaela's website, you will see when you get there, it's very, very cool. Let me get off of that page and get here. Right there are all of Michaela's social media. Which social media do you prefer the most, Michaela? Are you... I mean, I know you're on all of them, but which one are you on more than the others? Are you on all
definitely.
Of them equally?
I'm
Facebook?
On Facebook, like, constantly.
I hear you. I hear you.
Second, like, I love my Snapchat. I'm on Snapchat. I love the immediate video footage or pictures that you can send out in the moment. That's awesome. And so I do that constantly as well. Instagram.
Nice.
But yeah, definitely Facebook number one. I'm always on it. I'm obsessed.
Outstanding. Outstanding. And ladies and gentlemen, I actually got an email earlier from somebody asking why I'm not posting on Instagram anymore. Well, it's because I'm rebelling against social. No, it's not. My old laptop died, and I don't use I've said this a couple times on the show, and I'm going to get emails for saying it again because people won't believe it. I don't use a smartphone. I just don't. And the reason I don't isn't for any cool reason. You know, I'm worried about the government. Believe me, anybody in the government has can search my stuff. They would die of boredom. I would feel bad for them because there's really not much happening in my emails and stuff. But the reason I don't use a smartphone is I have a bad habit of sitting things down and forgetting about them. And smartphones are like $500. It took me 5 digital cameras to figure out I don't need to be carrying expensive stuff around like that. Because I used to carry a camera all the time with me to take pictures at clubs and stuff, you know? And I kept losing them. And it was a lot of money, you know? A lot of money. That's why I haven't been posting on Instagram, folks. I'm getting a new system that I'm using an old computer system now. But I need one with a little more memory for the program that I use for Instagram. Because if you use Instagram without on your phone, it's so there you go.
You
it's more information
you'll have
than
to
you need
switch
to know. Oh, yeah. It's involved.
It's
so much easier on the phone. Yeah. Maybe I need to buy a phone, you know, get with the times. I don't know.
I tell you, I'm the same way. I use my phone constantly. And if it wasn't for all the social media and being in touch with the fans so much, I would not have an expensive phone. I don't have an iPhone yet. I have yet to try that out.
Yeah.
I
had one of those little flip phones, a Cricket phone that I got years ago, and that was great and all. But then I was just like, man, I don't know, it's $50 a month, and I just kept I always lose stuff. I think I lost it a couple times. As a matter of fact, I did. Somebody had to mail it to me. I lost it in another city, or I didn't lose it. I forgot it, and this gal was nice enough to mail it back to me. But I'm like, you know. I'll just use my – I have a voicemail. You know, if somebody needs to get a hold of me, they can't. Terrible because if I'm out with Danny somewhere and I want to go do my own thing and she's going to do her thing, you know, most normal people would say, well, yeah, I'll just text you where to meet when we're done doing, you know, looking whatever we're looking at. That doesn't work if I don't have the phone, you know.
Right.
So it's a pain. It's a pain. But one of the reasons I bring that up, you know, social media and whatnot, is that you're very good at it. You know, I know you kind of grew up with social media and all that. Do you spend a lot of time on it?
Not like to learn about it and how to post and how to reach people. That wasn't until I started doing the music. Put it out there. It was 2013. So I forced myself to learn how to do it because I knew nobody else was going to do it for me. other than that, I was just on there and not really, I didn't know what to do.
No, that's outstanding. Outstanding.
It took me
also,
years
people
to figure out Facebook.
Oh, right. I'm still trying to figure it out. It's terrible. and that's why people, you know, it's funny on Facebook, they're like, why is your last name listed under James Rosh? Rosh isn't your last name. And I said, well, it was Jamie Rocks, and they made me change it, and I hit the wrong key when I was entering in the change, and they won't let me change it again. That is totally why my name is because I hit the wrong key and enter by mistake. And now I'm stuck with it, but there you go.
Yeah. And don't even try to get your page verified. Like, you know, a lot of artists and bands, they go by a different name, like me. You have to have an ID that says that page name because they don't deal with brands. So that's why I'm not verified.
It's a pain. I tell you, and people ask me all the time too. Why don't you have a Facebook, page, a business page as opposed to just your personal page? I'm cheap. I had one for about a month, and then they kept wanting me to pay to post stuff, and I'm like, no, you're talking to the wrong guy here.
Right.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. You know, it's just terrible.
Yeah, and I, like, they limit your reach now. I'm not even reaching all my people. That's my issues with Facebook, is you have almost 5,000 people on there, and you're only reaching less than 1,000 unless you pay for it.
Right.
So I started using my personal more, too, because I'm reaching everybody.
Oh, exactly. One of the neat things on your it's a total pain. But one of what I wanted to say is on your website here, rockandmichaela.com, is and I think this is so smart, and I don't see a lot of artists do this, and this is a brilliant idea. You can request a quote if you want Michaela to, you know, play at your kid's bar mitzvah or whatever.
Exactly.
She's down
I'll do
for it.
It. I'm down.
That's right. Put your info in there. I think that's
not the most.
A lot of people don't do that. I've never seen people do that, and very rarely. I shouldn't say never. Very rarely, the smart ones do. You know,
I saw it on another artist. I thought it was so cool. Like everything you need to know is right there. Makes it a lot easier than emailing back and forth and dealing with an agent or something like that. Like right there, deal with me directly. Right.
Exactly. You don't have to pay somebody. That's the big thing, too. Cut those costs where you can, man. And I'm saying that for young bands out there, young singers, you know, they're getting started in the business, you know. Always be learning. Always be learning. Look and, you know, if you see something smart, see how you can put that into your business. You know, if it's, you can never know too much. And that's cool.
Exactly.
That's cool. Michaela, I want to talk about your new single. Now, it's called Come to the Dark Side. This is awesome. No, it's not out yet, right? It's going to be out Thursday.
First to premiere it.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah,
well, you know.
February 1st. It'll be
February 1st, everybody. That's awesome. That is awesome. And they can pick it up on the website as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Very, very cool. Very cool. Well, I'm going to play it. Here it is, everybody. Man, this is world premiere. I need to get a drum roll. That doesn't sound like a drum roll at all. So I'm going to quit doing it. But yeah, I was trying to do it on the desk. It's not working. Here it is, everybody. This is Michaela, Come to the Dark Side.
Better than the grass, and I'm not in between. Feeling like I'm missing with queen.
That was Michaela, Come to the Dark Side, the world premiere. I love that track so much, Michaela. It's outstanding. Outstanding.
Thank you.
Man.
It's my favorite.
It's
put
it's
a lot
rocking,
of heart into
baby.
That
it's
one.
Rocking.
Yeah.
I'm telling
we,
you,
I mean, months we spent working on this one song. We would let it set and come back and say, you know, missing something, like it just wasn't ready. I wanted to release this so much sooner, but I'm glad that we waited and filled in all the little pieces. It's my pride and joy now.
outstanding. And folks, again, you can pick this up this Thursday. You can get that track this Thursday, Wednesday. Oh my gosh, Wednesday. I'm sorry, Michaela. That's right. First. I was thinking the second for some reason. I don't know why, but it's yes, you're absolutely right. The first is Wednesday. Wednesday. Outstanding, man. Outstanding. And you were saying kind of indicative of things to come too. You're working a little harder, or I shouldn't say working a little harder. You're dipping your toe into the more of the metal type stuff, right?
Yeah, going a little bit harder. I love that. You know, I love the music. It's kind of more of what's played today on rock radio, because if it's any softer, it's kind of categorized as, you know, kind of pop, I would imagine.
Right.
But, yeah, pushing
very,
it.
Very, very cool. It's a great track. It's a fantastic track. And cannot wait to see. I am going to this year. It's definitely going to happen. I'm going to make my way up north and see you perform live at one of the shows coming up this summer. It's going to happen. It's
definitely
because it's one of the things I want to do. It's great to watch you on YouTube and all that, but I want to be there. You know what I mean? And that's that's cool. So there you go. I cannot wait to see that. Oh, go ahead.
We're working on booking, and I'm going to try to stay. Up the East Coast to begin with during the spring summer months. So I'm going to try to make it down to Florida. I better see you out there.
Anytime you guys come down, we have a guest room. We're 10-minute walk from the beach. And matter of fact, we've got a giant mango tree out back. We've got this giant yard. And I'm working on the house is pretty much, you know, we bought this house earlier last year. And we're pretty much done on the inside. There's still some stuff to do. I want to tile this workshop and whatnot. It's just concrete now. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. But I was going to say is we have this giant tree, this giant, you know, 70-foot mango tree in the backyard. And I want to build kind of a stage underneath it because, you know,
that
I know
be
a lot
awesome.
Of musicians. Yeah, you know.
That was
kind
so
of
awesome. Have you heard of the treehouse? Concerts or house concerts?
I have. Oh yeah, house concerts. Yeah, yeah, definitely. And
those
I just think that'd
so
be kind of
cool.
neat, you know. Throw some art out there, and you know, have some people around, and you know, see what happens. And very, very cool.
I just discussed
very, very cool.
this. I think that it's such a cool idea that somebody in the community just brings in an act and gets everybody in the community that they can fit. You don't buy tickets. It's a free show and you like, I guess they give great donations, but it's very personal and I wish I could find one around here because I would like to do one.
Well, there you go. You just, maybe somebody listening will has a thought on that and whatnot. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait.
Idea for
I
you
and
your mango tree.
That's right. The giant mango tree. And mangoes, we were giving those mangoes away by the bucket load last year. They just, you know, there's thousands of them. It's crazy. Anyhow, I can't wait to hear more, Michaela. I cannot wait to hear more. What a track. Come to the Dark Side, everybody. And, you know, get over there at rockandmichaela.com too. And, jump on all of her social media and like, follow, tweet, subscribe, I should say. I know that's what you do on YouTube. And all of that. That way you can keep up to date with what's going on with Michaela.
Yes.
Good stuff.
And subscribe my YouTube. I'm going to have a music video out for Come to the Dark Side in a couple weeks.
Very cool. I can't wait to see it. Cannot wait to see it. Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, Michaela, it's about that time. Man, it always goes by so quick when you're on, you know?
It does.
It just zooms by. I'm telling you, I don't know
so
what it is. I do. Whenever you're on, it's just a blast.
Oh, it's always a blast.
Say again?
Absolutely. Oh. Can I give a couple birthday shout-outs?
Of course.
My best friend, Sarah, is listening, and it's her birthday. Happy birthday, girl. I love you.
Happy birthday, Sarah, one of my big fans,
Mick Emelson, shout-out to you. Happy birthday, and thanks for tuning in.
Happy birthday. Is it Nick or Mick?
Mick.
Mick.
M-I-C-K-E. Happy birthday, Mick.
Happy birthday, Mick and Sarah. Very, very cool. Well, that's about all the time we have tonight, folks. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and put out on all of the social media platforms. Why, it'll even be on Tumblr. How about that? How about that? Pinterest, even. It's amazing. And it'll also be up for free on iTunes under their podcasting section. If you are listening to the show on iTunes, do in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor. It won't cost you anything. It just helps me out with my advertisers. Click that ratings and review and put it, it puts us up at the top of the page. And boy, do they really like that. And that just makes my life a lot easier too. When everybody's smiling, it's a good thing. It's a very, very good thing. And Michaela, it's a Monday. What do you got going on tonight? Rehearsal and whatnot? What's the plans for tonight?
I do have rehearsal. That's exactly right. Right after this.
Well, there you go. Awesome, awesome, awesome. We will be back Wednesday night. Wednesday night. We've got a fantastic band from Dallas, a group of young guys called the Heartbreak Heroes. That's what it is. Hello, I'm spaced for a second there. But Kayla, have a super good night, and thank you so much for being on the show. You just rock. You're the best.
Thank you. I always love coming on. Thank you so much for having me, Jamie.
Anytime, anytime. And we will be back, folks. We'll see you Wednesday for episode 501. How about that? Craziness. See you then.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.